turn the volume up. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV. We are back with Married with Children. I know you guys wanted it, and we're going to give it to you. Going to give it to you like DMX. Going to give it to you. Yeah. A little bit of a dated reference, but I'm sure you get it.
I ain't heard much from DMX lately. What's been going on?
Maybe the fact that he's dead.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be the Beastie Boys, yeah, but I don't think they got the rights to use the Beastie Boys.
Well, that's why they.
Right.
It's not exactly.
Yeah. What they got more rights later on as the show got more popular.
I'm sorry. You have no idea what it's like having music blaring all day long.
Yes, we do. That's why we came over.
I'm sorry. It's just that the kids were homesick from school today.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, no. Just one of those bugs that goes around. You know, where they're sick for 2 hours, then they make you sick for the rest of your life. Coffee?
No. Steve and I can't wait until we have kids. Giving birth to a child must be one of the most beautiful experiences in God's universe.
Huh. I wouldn't know. I was unconscious for a week. I kind of missed that.
Mom! Kelly tied my face to the speaker!
We could spend more time with Bud and Kelly. I just know we'd have such a positive, creative influence on them.
And if I hear another peep out of you two, I'm gonna tie your throats together.
There you go.
Pretty creative.
I'm sorry you had to be here for this. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Kids aren't so bad. I remember one Mother's Day, they surprised me with the sweetest... Oh, no, that wasn't them. I saw that on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, Peggy. You know, it sounds like you need to get away.
Yeah, I thought about that. But then Al and the kids would just hunt me down and drag me back.
Old caveman style.
Hire a babysitter and take off for the weekend.
We used to have babysitters. But word of mouth kills you.
What about your relatives?
Again, it's that word of mouth thing.
Well, if you really want to get out of town, we wouldn't mind taking the kids for a weekend. Would we, Steve?
The ones upstairs?
The ones upstairs, he says.
Practice for when we have children.
You wouldn't mind?
Look at his eyes.
Steve and Marcy are here.
Yeah, I know. I've been circling the block waiting for them to leave. I finally ran out of gas.
Well, they've agreed to take the kids for the weekend.
Great.
Yeah, so you and me can go away by ourselves.
You mean we have to leave? Gee, it sounded good for a second.
Come on, Al, we never get to go anywhere.
Honey, if I wanted to go away, even with you, it wouldn't be this weekend. The fight's on Saturday.
Aw, Al. You always watch sports. Well, not this weekend. We're going away.
I'm watching the fight.
You're not watching the fight.
I'm watching the fight.
You're not watching the fight, Al.
Oh, really, dear?
not being carried on network TV. It's only on cable.
We don't have cable TV. Well, that settles it. Come on, Marcy. Let's get the phone book and pick a nice, cheap little love nest.
This was your idea.
No.
I can't believe it. The entire weekend I have to spend alone with my wife. Steve, you are the biggest... By the way, do you have cable?
No.
The biggest idiot I ever...
I want to make sure you...
You got me into this the entire weekend alone with my wife.
Al, why don't you just go, relax, enjoy yourself?
Steve, look out in the kitchen there. You see that redhead? I'm trying to picture her in heat.
I'm sorry, Al.
Diane will get you a cup of coffee.
Where, Al?
Shut up. I gotta find a place to watch the fight so I can get out of this.
Al, I got the answer to all your problems. Well, not all your problems, but this problem. The fight is being carried on Spectravision, and I know who's got it. This little place right across the state line in Wisconsin, the Come and Go Motel.
How would you know about a place like that?
I've come and gone a few times.
That's how you used to do it back in the day. You used to take them to a motel, not a hotel.
Yeah, there's one down the road. Or not down the road, but in town somewhere. It's like that, or if it's still open, I don't even know.
I don't know. These bitches be wanting hotels now. You gotta take me to a fancy hotel. For that, that's it?
In our one horse town.
Right.
Marcy.
The horses run off.
You forgot that night.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where my mind is. I'm sorry, Steve.
I should hope so.
Damn.
But I forgive you.
You're really gonna love this place, Peggy.
Oh, gee, it sounds great. I'm gonna make the reservation right now.
It was beautiful, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Al. Thanks for selling me out, too.
No problem.
Listen,
this is gonna work out great for me, except for one thing. She's going to want some sex. Now, do I watch the fight first, then give her a jump? No, that's no good, because with that on my mind, I'll be all anxious and tense. I won't enjoy the fight. No. The best thing to do would be to bet her down first. That way, I'll enjoy the rest of the day. Now, let's see. Fight comes on at 5 o'clock. Figure half hour for the drive. Check in 10 minutes. Another 5 minutes, go to the bathroom.
He said it all planned.
Give me enough time to shower, eat, and get ready to have a good time.
Love you, Al.
Right back at you.
Oh, kids, you're bigger than they are.
I'm really looking forward to this. I think we'll learn a lot about raising children, and they'll learn a lot about being themselves. And if we run into any problems, we'll get the answer.
Well, one thing's for sure, it'll be a nice change for the kids.
You have no vote. You're staying with them.
You have no vote.
They're gross.
Not my fault they moved in next door.
Shut up, Al. They have their uses.
They have their uses.
This is very nice of you two.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Better and better.
Now, Marcy, here's a list of do's and don'ts. And a very special don't, no parties.
Mom!
Especially Kelly. It's a promise we made the police.
Hey, we should have left 2 minutes ago.
Man.
Oh, you're anxious.
More than you can imagine.
Well, kids, I think your parents are really going to miss you.
Wow.
Now, Bud, Kelly, don't think of us as babysitters. Think of us as best friends.
No.
Steve, would you like to tell our best friends what we have for them?
Not really, Marcy.
Yeah.
I will. We have art projects and a game recommended by Psychology Today. It's a game of role-playing. I'm gonna make a call.
I'm gonna use your bathroom.
We're having some fun now, huh, Mars?
I hope you're not gonna be this way with our children.
I'm hoping our children will like us.
These children like us?
No, I'm at these dorks' house. Yeah, give everybody this number. They can call as late as they want to. It's like
she's got a rebel flag patch on.
All in all, I think it's gonna turn out just fine. Hey, Kelly, look! Even Mrs. Rhodes has a bigger bra size than you.
Oh, man.
Oh, gee, the room is beautiful.
Get in the bed, Peg.
Ow.
Peg, it's almost 5 o'clock. I can't believe the traffic. Why does everybody always stop and watch somebody change a tire? When I wait in traffic that long, the least they can show me is some mangled bodies.
Take it easy, honey. We have all night.
But I love you, Peg, and time's a-wasting. Let's go. Spectrovision. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Wait. We promised the kids we'd call them when we got here.
I don't know. The mood is fading.
Gee, I've been there before. I'm ready.
Hey, you know, Peg, this is nice, just the two of us. We don't have to rush because we're worried the kids are going to be coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise for our national anthem? I am the father of French Impressionism. Who am I? Now, Marcy, let's give the kids a chance. Marcy?
Edouard Manet.
Right. Marcy and I have 200 points each, and you have none. Ha ha, this sucks, Marcy.
Oh, very good, Steve. Did it ever occur to you that you're setting the tone for the entire day? If you're negative, they'll be negative.
Ah.
If I leave, will they leave?
If I leave, will they leave?
They're losing fatherhood points. Besides, they're not bothering anybody. Come on, Buck! Time to play Fox Hunt! That's my fur! My fur!
Your engagement present?
Now, Steve, let me handle this. You're just upset because you paid for it. Now, Bud, you know what you did was wrong, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. That will be all.
That'll be all? No. Just wait until I get this belt off, and that'll
be all. Yeah, there you go. That's how it used to be.
We're sorry.
You bet we're sorry. Sorry we ever moved next door to the devil's spawning ground.
Can I go play now? Yes, dear. Come on, Buck! Time for pearl diving! Pearl diving? Bye, Mr. Rhodes.
Whoa, where are you going?
Out, where there's life.
No, you're not. Your mother said if you were too sick to go to school, you're too sick to go out.
Well, how about if I have a party over here?
No parties.
I think I saved most of our valuable stuff, Steve. And the rest, I'm sure, will dry.
Mrs. Rhodes? Mr. Rhodes said that if it's okay with you, that I can have a party.
Oh, nice, Steve. Make me the bad guy. You heard Peggy say no parties? You have me deeply concerned, Stephen.
Well, if I can't have a party, can I at least have a couple of friends over?
I don't see the harm in that. Do you, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Sure. Go ahead and call them.
I already did. Listen, I really like one of these guys. He's
she
real
has
nice.
MS now.
But don't make
oh, really?
Moves,
yep.
Okay?
Said she's gained 40 pounds since she's.
I guess I could
die
on 911
started
slowly.
Damn.
Progressing.
Hey.
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 This is Sean, Debbie, and Dweep. Dweep just got out.
Human life means nothing to me.
Marcy.
To meet you. Just let me spread out some paper and we can all sit down.
Hey, we was playing Izzy's closies driving in. I think you need a new mailbox.
Izzy's closing.
Marcy, I think we're low on milk. I'm just gonna run over to Wisconsin and pick some up.
Freeze!
Today. You know, I know we have Kmart's at home, but there is something so special about going out of town to shop at one.
Man, we don't have Kmart at all now.
This is great, honey.
Yeah.
I think the national anthem should be our song from now on. When they hit the rocket's red glare, you were an animal, Al.
I love this country, Peggy. You know, it's so nice being here alone, just the two of us.
I know. But you know something, Al? I never thought I'd say this soon, but I miss the kids.
What kids?
Alex, the boy and the girl, remember? Listen, honey, we've had a great time, but we don't need to stay the night. Why don't I call Steve and Marcy and tell them we're coming home early? Unless you want to do it again. Sorry.
Well, Dweeb, sure, it's a nice ring, but I think that's why they lock cemeteries at night.
Should we change the subject? Debbie? Sean, where are you planning to attend college?
Oh, well, I was hoping to get a government job, you know, so I could sell secrets.
I do like the way he acts around her, though. He's not like, oh! He's a...
Hello? Peggy, hi! Yeah, we're still here. How are you doing? You are? That's great!
What?
They're coming home.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
You'll be home in an hour? Hold on, 1 second. I'm back. No, no, it's been our pleasure. They've been little angels. No problems at all. Don't rush. Yeah.
Don't rush, Steve. Look at them. It'll be dark in an hour. No problem. What do you think's gonna happen the next time they want to go out of town? They'll expect us to take the kids again because we did such a good job. Next time it might be for a week and a month, and one day they won't come back at all.
We'll just say no,
and then we'll be the bad guys, the bad neighbors. No, they have to see that we're not fit to care for the little demons.
We're bored. Why can't we have a party?
Because your mother specifically said no parties.
That's right, she did. And if we were good babysitters, the kind people use again, we'd have to say no. Yes, of course you can have a party. Can you get one together in less than an hour?
Sure.
Oh, well, go for it.
Marcy, tell me this is your plan. You're going to get them all together and blow them up, right?
No, this is better, Steve. Just as the party's starting, Al and Peggy...
You can't even say that shit anymore.
And they'll know where I fit. And they'll
Everyone's
never ask us to be here for their
that.
Precious offspring.
Yeah. Again.
Good news, Raven and the Bloody Ten are coming.
Gee, they're tough.
Yo, those guys are tough.
Jeez.
I think so.
Did you take the paper towels?
Of course.
Hotel pads and pens?
Yeah, and the soap.
Good. And the ashtrays?
Yeah, I think we got everything.
Okay. Used to have guys that would look like that in high school. I remember there used to be dudes that would look tough and crazy. You don't have that now. I don't know what men look like now. Well, no, I've seen it, and it's like, it's depressing. It's depressing when I see what the supposed tough man looks like now.
16 years, and you haven't changed a
bit. I'm not sure if they're men or women. Like, they have a weird hair, and oh no. You have some thug-looking guys. I've seen that. So maybe there are.
Too good for an old guy like me.
Oh, old guy. Come on, Al. You're in great shape. I bet you could have handled either one of those bums that fought today.
And you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I got a pretty good left jab for a shoe salesman. I'll tell you what I would have done with that Gonzalez. I'd have waited until he dropped his
head. For a shoe salesman.
He always does that when he doubles up with a hook. Then, I'd have stepped inside, hooked in the head, uppercut. If that don't work, I take the legs out.
Maybe we should call Stephen Marcy and tell him we're not coming home tonight.
Why bother? They said it's no trouble.
That's funny.
And the rocket's ready.
You know, dear, they really are wrecking our home.
I know. But Peggy and Al will be home any minute. I can't wait to see their faces.
Yep. Any minute.
Nah, it's like walking out with their television. Oh, man. Funny one. That's one of the better ones. You can watch it several times and still kind of laugh. It's just classic. All right, so we're done with Grimm's Red TV and Married with Children for today. We'll see you next week.